Right, am I live? Right, we're live. Good. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'll wait for people to start coming in. Let's see how we're doing. Somebody has arrived. I've put chat to subscriber only, which may be a mistake. I don't know how I'll change that. Oh, well, we're still learning. Still learning. Ah, that's much better. Right. Chat is subscriber only, which I don't know if that's a mistake, but... hey, Stephen, there we are. You must be a subscriber, Alistair, and you've got the crown. Wow, well done. Merry Christmas to everybody. Tonight is the GB News Christmas party, so I'll be off afterwards to that. And Christmas is an odd time to keep doing live streaming, so I'm just going to work out what I'm going to do in the future. I've got at least one more video to do before celebrating the season, and that is on the treason laws. I think it's about time that somebody explained treason law to you all. Hello, Diana, and hello, Alex. So look forward to that. Hopefully, I've already got the thumbnail. I just need to do the content, but I will be explaining all of our laws on treason. It's a bit like misconduct in public office. I really think we need to know what the options are. I am personally dead set against Wes Streeting's puberty blocker. They're planning to give it to children as young as 8 and 10. These are chemical castration drugs. They were used against Alan Turing. They are used by tyrannical regimes. And we simply cannot have children being harmed in order to prove that harming children harms them. Cancel Labour, absolutely. I mean, if you're a genuine... Sorry, I still have friends on the left. And if you're genuinely lefty, I think you just must be in absolute despair at this current state of the Labour Party. I mean, it's beyond a joke. These people are sick. Yesterday in the House of Lords, Lord Falconer said that really it would be a good idea if a pregnant woman wanted to commit suicide and the state killed her. What? I'm sorry. Where's that? Where did Nye Bevan say that was what the health service is for? So I think if you are genuinely lefty, I can understand that you're in a state of absolute despair right now. You have people like Maurice Glassman to cling to and some vague hope that Blue Labour will reassert itself. But as things stand, Labour supporters must be having a terrible time. Oh, no! CS5663, you've stolen the purple crown from Alistair. I don't know how this purple crown goes around. Good evening, Stephen and the group. Hello, Harry. So I do have questions. I don't want to know if people want to start asking them. I sort of was hoping Hillary would show up because she can be a moderator. But because I think we don't want any nonsense. That's why I've put subscriber only on the chat. I thought that might cancel any nonsense. And I know last time there was some sort of anti-Semitic stuff that I didn't end up seeing. You didn't end up seeing. But we're not having anything like that. In other Stephen news, I finished 2 days ago. I did the podcast Heretics. So I'm quite honoured to be on that, given that people like Robbie Williams have done it and former prime ministers and people far more grand than me. So that was a surreal experience. But hopefully at some point that will be released and I can share it with you all and you can all see it. Do feel free to ask questions. And I've got the list of questions that people asked. I named this video after the most common question. The most common question is that this fear that Keir Starmer is going to cancel the general election. So let's just go straight into that. Okay. We have constitutional mechanisms in our country to protect us from somebody, a prime minister, doing something like that. Okay, so I know that it's quite easy for Keir Starmer to cancel local elections. The Conservative Party have not decided to challenge that legally. Reform are deciding to challenge it legally. I think it will probably fail. just a second, Spindly, I'll get back to that. But the local election, cancelling a local election is a much less serious thing than cancelling a national election. And ultimately what would happen in those circumstances is, first of all, he can do anything he wants if you give in. So there's a really important point right now when we have been pushed to believe that we should just take anything the government says as face value. We should accept things. We're conspiracy theorists if we don't do so. But absolutely, that's just infantilizing, childish nonsense. We are the people of this country. We are the demos of a democracy. This is our country. And so we really need to start participating in it again. So the first thing I would want to happen if Keir Starmer proposed cancelling a general election is for people to push back and get very angry and make their feelings known to their MP, to their community, to use lawful protest and all lawful means of making sure that you are listened to. Okay, that is a really important thing that we all do. And I'll do it too. I'm not saying you have to do something and I'm going to be lazy. You know, we'll all do it. But that would be the first thing I'd want to do. Then I'd want to see the media. In terms of our constitution, it's the people first. Then the media should really kick off and start going, this is absolutely outrageous. That should cause enough tension in an ideal working constitutional situation for the Labour Party to remove him as leader. That would be perfect because that would solve the problem. The general election would not be cancelled. But in a circumstance where they're just ignoring everybody and ploughing on, the ultimate defence mechanism is the king. So we would petition the king. It's one of our oldest rights. It comes with trial by jury. It comes with Magna Carta. We have the right to petition the king. Don't use the silly online system they've got for parliament that's really just infantilizing, puts them in control of everything, literally right to the king. And that's what I'd want us all to be doing. And I'd want us to be marching to Buckingham Palace and marching, you know, to Windsor Castle and making our views very clear to our king so that the king would then, in order to cancel a general election, the only way that could work was if Starmer could pass an act of parliament. So the king should simply refuse to sign that act of parliament because the people have made it so clear they don't want to do that. The king can go even further. The king can dissolve parliament. Now, I know one of my lovelies on my Substack has written to the king and asked him so to do. And he's written back acknowledging that he has the power and saying that it's simply something that he doesn't want to comment on. Now, that's a good admission. He certainly does have the power. His mother had to dissolve the Canadian parliament because they got themselves into a terrible muddle. And if we're in a terrible muddle, then we will need the king to dissolve a parliament. And that forces a general election then. And the law allegedly banning a general election never gets made into law. It's not actual Douglas, is it? The Douglas of mine. It's not because I do know Douglas. So if it is actual Douglas, it's lovely to see you, Douglas. Very clever man. I don't think you've been knocked sideways in disbelief by what is happening to our ancient rights. I haven't been knocked sideways. I'm just not scared of him, Lou. These are weak men. These are fundamentally weak men. They are absolutely pathetic. Just look at Wes Streeting and try and be scared of him. Go on. Get up a picture of Chris Bryant and go and try and be afraid. This is not a strong man dictator. These are weak, pathetic men, and we will beat them. How many of us would need to write to the king to get action? As many as possible, MM. Now, somebody had a question that I've lost. Oh, this is just always happening. Have you looked at the Online Safety Act? Well, Ofcom are planning to scan everyone's personal files as they're treating cloud storage like social media. It's unbelievable that we are going to need a government that gets rid of all of this stuff. And then the Lords just rubber stamp all bills. No. Could we have a bit more respect for the House of Lords? Oh, you mean once he's put stuffed it with Labour Lords? Maybe if the Labour peers don't rebel. I mean, the greatest defence we have, the best thing for us, is that once he makes a Labour Lord, they can, on day one, they can go, sure, boss, I'll do exactly what you say. But then the next day, he can't get rid of them and they can do whatever they like. I mean, he has so much less control over members of the House of Lords than he does MPs. So you've still got to hope that the Constitution would work and that the Lords would know that they shouldn't just submitting. Oh, you just admire Douglas. Well, that's great. I mean, Douglas is capable of great admiration and never has any friend of mine have I met so many Jewish women who want to marry one of my mates. It's absolutely outrageous. Douglas is ridiculously popular. He's mostly in the States these days, but he does get around. Somebody has paid me. That's very kind. Please explain the best way to petition the king. Okay, Lou. I think, in all honesty, the best way to petition the king is as individually as possible. So I tell you right now that I know an awful lot of MPs who complain about what they call online, you know, automated emails for this thing or that thing, and they simply bin them. They don't bother reading them. So you've got to make your petition bespoke for a start. I would handwrite because I think it's much more intimate, and I would use either a letter or a postcard in an envelope and just express your views very, very clearly. You know, dear sir, what is happening in our country is absolutely unbelievable. You are our king. You are there to defend us. Please do so. Please refuse to sign this law if it's a proposed law. Please refuse your assent. You can do so. Or if necessary, please dissolve Parliament. This is much. Thank you again for this, Tara. This makes it so much easier. I cannot tell you how much easier it makes reading these things. When can we bring back? So I hope that answers Lou's question as individually as possible, Lou. Honestly, don't make it look automated. Make you look like a real person and you're talking to your monarch, because that's what he's there for. He is our last best constitutional safeguard against tyranny. That's what he is for. It's very hard for any would-be tyrant to tolerate a king. Because remember, in our system, a tyrant would have to bow to the king. And tyrants hate doing that. Do you think Putin wants to bow to anybody? No, he doesn't want to do that. But anyway, Tara, when can we bring back grand juries and try this government for sedition and treason and fully reinstate the English constitution? Well, I mean, as soon as we get a government that's willing to do so, Tara, we have... so much. We have the best and the worst of times because the Americans have a much more difficult system to fix than we do. Our system is unbelievably easy to fix if we have the political will so to do, but we simply don't have enough people with the will to fix it. Certainly not now. Hopefully after the next general election, we definitely will. And then I'm more than happy to help them. I'm sure a lot of good people will come forward and fix things. As for treason, that's going to be my next video. I'm going to explain the laws of treason. We've still got loads. There's a sort of myth that Tony Blair got rid of it. He didn't. But we still might want functioning treason laws. And we might want to apply them retrospectively, depending on just how bad this government gets. You like somebody like my jumper. That's very kind of you. Do you believe the king actually cares about how the public are feeling right now, Stephen? He should care, about keeping his head. Ultimately, we can get rid of the king. Okay, so just, you know, we are the ultimate powers in this land. It just requires us all to act together and all of us to act like grown-ups. That's what we need to do. I want to point this out because it came up and it comes up time and again and time and time again. And a lot of times people say things like, oh, we shouldn't even try because of X. And I'll tell you this, if you don't try, you will definitely fail. Okay? If you do try, we might fail, but let's try because it's our country and it's worth something. And ultimately, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not giving this place up. I'll stay here until they lock me away. You know, there's nothing that we shouldn't be doing. His Majesty the King, Buckingham Palace, London, SW1A. Exactly. That's exactly. And you can write. Now, of course, they'll check it for security. So don't put anything in the envelope other than a postcard or a letter, you know, but it's very hard for people in these positions to receive something like a physical letter. I mean, imagine the King has to meet with the Prime Minister once a week. And imagine that week the King's received 1,000 handwritten letters. Then the King has to sort of go, well, actually, Prime Minister, I received over 1,000 handwritten letters this week, just this week. And they're all calling for you to go. I can't ignore that. Or they're all calling for me to not sign this law. I can't ignore that. We don't use it, very, you know, it's only to be used very sparingly, but I do still have the power to refuse royal assent. And if this law is deeply unpopular, I mean, I'd like to see it over the mass state killing bill, you know, the assisted suicide bill. I'd like to see that. Oh, yes. Thank you, Crafty Studio UK, for giving the address. That is very, very helpful. Is there any way I can sort of... No, I can only punish you. Ooh, that's a largely dystopian world of YouTube. Don't call me Steve. Why the law of the land cannot prosecute the politicians who break the law? We can. And I think we'll see trials after this parliament, to be perfectly honest, because things are getting so bad. I mean, if Wes Streeting actually goes ahead with this puberty, this chemical castration of children, then I'd like to see some consequences for him, if only so that future politicians know that they shouldn't harm children for stupid quasi-religious magical thinking reasons. Men can't become women and women can't become men. That's it. If the king broke his wedding vows, taken before God, then what good is his word? It's not so much a man's word that we care about. Our constitution isn't based upon the idea that everybody will be good. Our constitution is based on the idea of self-interest. The king knows that we can stop him being king. We could cut his head off, but probably the easiest thing in the would simply be to say, hi, Windsors, you're not royal anymore. They are. And we can use Parliament to swap that. We've done it before. It's so easy to just change. We'll just change who the royal family is. Give it to somebody else. Thank you very much, Tara. This government are exactly like the Nazis. Corporate socialism is very indistinguishable from fascist Germany. That's why when the Weimar Republic switched to being Nazi Germany, other than the flags, very little else changed. And I like to point this out because I think it's really important when my fellow lawyers try to pretend that we're virtuous or saints, or when they convince innocent people that lawyers will help them. In when the Weimar Republic switched to being Nazi Germany, it didn't need to hire new lawyers. Okay, all the previous lawyers, unless they were Jewish, in which case they just weren't allowed to be, but all the previous lawyers went on to be Nazi lawyers. All the professors in the universities, again, unless they were Jewish, went on to be Nazi professors. So when you look at our fat corporate state now, don't expect anyone in it to speak out or to fight against things getting worse, because they just don't. They go with self-interest. But that, as I say, that's why we look to self-interest to defend ourselves. It's a very powerful mechanism. Humans usually act in an entirely self-interested way. And that's why I said just 1,000 letters in 1 week would be enough for the king. You know the king is going to have to personally raise it with Keir Starmer. That is, and you could, you each of you probably has a few followers on Facebook and few friends. Each of you's got mates down the pub. Each of you's got a family you're going to be talking to over this Christmas. Although if you haven't, I actually understand that. I've had Christmases without a family. So I do have a huge amount of sympathy if anybody doesn't have a family this Christmas. It's something I've experienced straight hand. So I know. But anyway, you've got people to talk to. And if you encourage them to do it, that's the best thing that we can do. Do I honestly believe Farage will be able to reinstate the English constitution without the Blob fighting? No, I believe the Blob will fight back against Nigel from day one. And I think Nigel needs to be prepared for that. I only pray he is. You don't have to apologize for calling me Steve. I'm just ridiculously grumpy about it. And then I think about that, and there's two people in the world who I allow to call me Steve, and I still don't understand why, but both of them are my substitute sisters. And I don't know why I let some people do it and not others. So even I'm inconsistent, but broadly speaking, I'm Stephen. And that comes from the fact that I don't like my name, and I've never liked my name. I just find it quite clunky and ugly. Why are the Conservative Party not fighting Labour over this election thing, and also the rubbish? They're not fighting over the local elections because they're likely to lose. And the Conservatives are still caught in the trap of if you fight and lose, then that's terrible. That's a form of narcissism and I reject it. I actually think fighting, even if you think you're likely to lose, is still a noble thing to do. Remember, Churchill thought, he genuinely thought that we might lose. And he carried on anyway. You know, up until the Americans join the war, we have very little hope, particularly after the French completely betray us, which is why Churchill sinks their fleets, because he doesn't want them giving it to the Germans, which is what they would have done. We've sank the French fleet, and then we had to rush our fleet all the way across the Atlantic to Canada and basically hide it in Canada so that the Germans couldn't sink it. So although we had a fleet, it wasn't really very useful for defending these islands. So we never give in, right? Never give in. Jonathan Aldridge, thank you very much. They use mainstream German men to do the nitty-gritty work of admin and government. Yes. And Jonathan, I just think it's so important that people know that lawyers judges did not do anything. They carried on. They went, oh, okay, this is the new law. I'll implement the new laws then. Doop, 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 doop. And that truth, that shame of that, is almost what motivates this generation above me that Starmer's from. which is like this whole generation of human rights lawyers who are obsessed with the idea that Nazi Germany wasn't a legal regime. Nazi Germany was a legal regime. It's just an evil legal regime. And evil legal regimes can and do exist. And if you pretend they don't, then I think you get yourself into a worse state, which is why I think we've got ourselves into a worse state. Laws are not inherently good or bad. You have to put effort in to have good law. And as I constantly bang on about, probably to the point where many of you are bored, Hillary's here. Good laws take effort. They require real effort. And then how can I donate, please? I don't know, actually. See, that's the thing. I don't know what I'm doing. People, I never have any clue what I'm doing. Me and my infant are disabled, and I'm terrified this government is going to murder us. I want to cross this assisted dying bill. I don't want to die. Tara, I want you to stay alive and your infant to stay alive and to enjoy the beauty of life. I know personally how depressing life can be sometimes and how we can all go to dark places. There was a very moving interview of a lovely disabled Canadian man who said that the very existence of what in Canada it's called MAID, that's how awful it's made to sound like it's nice. He just said the very existence of it ruins his life because every day he thinks about, should I just take my life? That's horrible. It's one of the many reasons I don't want the bill to pass, Tara, because I don't want you or your child to be have to live like that. This, I am a Christian and I'm unashamedly Christian. Everybody to me is a beautiful and immutable human soul. That includes non-Christians. And I've got loads of atheist friends, so don't be offended. You know, I just think everybody is a beautiful, immutable soul loved by God. And that's why I don't want anybody to be killed. We will fight you along with my son who is physically and mentally disabled. Bless you, Tara. Can our armed forces refuse to be ordered about by the EU to fight wars abroad? I really think that this idea of a war abroad is just absolute nonsense. I mean, for a start, most of us won't go. And that's for perfectly rational reasons. When push comes to shove, you don't do stupid things. So in 1215, just to bore everybody with a little bit of history. In 1215, everybody on the East Coast was sitting there waiting for the Swedes to turn up and the Finns and the Norwegians to turn up and buy all the herring that they fished, because we fished loads of herring, but we didn't eat loads of herring. So we had the herring and we're like, they're going to come and eat the herring. And we were like, sure, it'll be any day now. They come sail into town and buy all the herring. And the herring just rotted in the warehouses. And it turned out many years later that the reason that the herring had rotted in the warehouses was because all the men who would be required to get on those boats, to power those boats if there wasn't sufficient wind, so to row the boats. So these are strong men. They stayed home because of the threat of the Mongol horde. So the Mongols were at risk. They didn't actually get to Sweden and Scandinavia, but the risk of invasion by foreigner meant that they stayed home to defend their land. I think exactly the same thing will happen here if they try any of this foreign war nonsense. I mean, is anybody going to volunteer to leave the country, given we have hundreds of thousands of fighting age men here already? No, I just don't. I cannot see it happening at all. So I think the idea is absolutely preposterous. I think it's designed to keep Keir Starmer in office. And as I recently wrote on my Substack, I really don't know why anybody is desperately trying to keep Keir Starmer in office. He's an absolute disgrace, and he really needs to just go. My letter would begin, "May it please your majesty." First line of the letter should end with my humble duty. I think that's very nice, but again, crafty, let's everybody be a bit different. So, you know, at least one of us should write, "Yo, big ears," just so that the king doesn't take himself too seriously. I'm horrendous, by the way, with hierarchy. I cannot take it seriously at all. A friend of mine was admitted to the House of Lords, and on the day they were admitted, I literally sent them a WhatsApp saying, see, you've got a new bathrobe. Because that amuses me. Hillary has donated. Do you have any topics or questions to add to it, to your list, Stephen? No, I don't, Hillary. Not yet. Nobody has requested anything yet, but on YouTube, the next YouTube is going to be a treason one, explaining the law of treason. And then Jonathan says, it's important to remember that this next World War III will go nuclear. Well, that's why it mustn't happen. I mean, you know, I don't think the generation under me are scared enough of nuclear war. But, you know, I I lived through the 80s and all the stuff that we saw and all the terrifying films. And, you know, I'm well aware of the Fallout game series. We cannot risk nuclear war. So all of this talk of war by these silly, weak men is pathetic posturing. This is why Donald Trump is fantastic, because he's not a silly, weak man. And he simply goes around stopping wars. He's just shutting them down and using tactical and strategic violence as necessary. You know, walk softly and carry a big stick. If you want peace, you must prepare for war. And one thing we must do is arm. And because I'm obsessive with Churchill, and I've listened to all of his speeches, I can tell you right now that Churchill genuinely believed, and he said this a lot after the war, it's in the Iron Curtain speech, that up until 1935, the war could have been prevented if Britain and France had simply armed. The problem was that we refused to do so. The problem was more than that. People in the streets and in the press attacked people like Churchill, who were saying we need to arm, and called him a warmonger. And they criticized him and they attacked him. But if you want peace, you will prepare for war. That doesn't mean we're going to have a war. But I would like to see massive increases in defense spending. And we should cut the bloated state in order to pay for it all. And release business from overregulation so that it can and will pay more taxes. And then we'll have more money. We must free the state from the situation that it's got itself into. And the only way to do that really at the moment is by fixing our laws. So you will see me banging on about more about how we fix our law. To be honest, the Postman is so good that if you just wrote Buckingham Palace, I reckon they'd get it there. The Postman used to take great pride in managing to get things to people in the most obscure, defined in the most obscure way. We have a super bloated state and a massively overrun legal system. Hillary, you're a teacher, aren't you? So, I mean, teachers are massively overregulated and they're not allowed to teach properly, which is a complete waste of time. Why on earth does every teacher have to keep doing lesson plans when, you know, they should just be teaching? Surely we could just have one standardized lesson plan. I really don't understand how we don't take advantage of systems that we have to reduce administrative burden on people. We need to make sure that the police have a much reduced administrative burden so that they can actually arrest criminals. Jonathan says, I learned growing up that Britain was close to financial ruin before 1939 and had fresh memory of what was called the war to end all wars. Yes, I mean, the problem was that after World War I, we rightly taught children of the evils of war. But we probably went a bit overboard and became a bit hysterical about the risk of war to the point where we overcompensated and attacked Churchill as a warmonger. I mean, really, he was hated. There were people who loathed Churchill. It's only because of what he does during the war that his reputation completely changes and completely rewritten by history. But before the war, people genuinely hated him, and they liked people like Mr. Chamberlain, who was saying that we will have peace in our time. You can have peace in your time. You just have to buy weapons and you have to arm. You know, we must have ships. We must have aeroplanes. We must have drones. We must have systems for destroying drones. We need our own Iron Dome. Why does Israel have an Iron Dome and we don't have an Iron Dome? You know, we should buy things from the Israelis because they're really good at making it. This is obvious. This great lefty myth that we are arming Israel, which was never true because we really don't have very much that Israelis would actually want. What we should do is buy stuff from the Israelis because they've got really good stuff. And we need to prepare ourselves for war, for modern war as it is now. And at the moment, our nuclear deterrent can't fire. Or can't reliably be fired. So that's a massive problem that nobody in the media is picking up on, but we keep testing it and it keeps failing. And that's a massive, massive problem. So we need to fix that too. Right, has anybody else got a question? Is Denise here? Hillary for Education Secretary. Hillary for everything. This is my Substack is invading the YouTube. I've only got 9 more minutes because I've got to go to the GB News Christmas party. So I would normally do an hour. Ooh, South Africa. Thank you very much. That's nice to have somebody from South Africa. I would normally do an hour. You're quite right. And I'll try and do another live chat this December, although I'm just not sure when it will be. But if anybody's got a burning question, ask it now, because otherwise you're going to feel very let down. If not, we'll go to... Um, What does a person do if a police officer refuse to produce a crime? Oh, no, okay, we've got one. Stephen, how do laws such as the Public Authorities Bill, Digital ID, and Mass Surveillance square with ECHR right to privacy? They don't, but the ECHR doesn't ever do anything useful. It's only for immigrants. If the ECHR did something useful, it would stop the removal of the right to trial by jury, but it can't even do that. It can't even do that. It's absolute tosh. The ECHR is just a charter for our enemies against us. It won't protect us from digital ID. It won't protect us from over surveillance. It won't protect us from anything. It's a complete waste of time. It's weaker than the rights we used to have before the ECHR. It was brought in by a bunch of people who are 15 years older than me, who were the first generation to get mass travel to the continent. And therefore, they think everything that is on the continent is sophisticated and everything here is dull and rubbish. And as a result, you know, they literally, if you tell them something is European, even if it's rubbisher, even if it's much, much worse, they will just adore it. They will pretend it is amazing. These are the people that Harry Enfield pastiched when a guy walks into the shop and goes, chocolate tart, £4. I'm not paying that. And he goes, oh, no, sorry. And changes it to tarte chocolate. And he's like, oh, a tarte chocolate. That sounds delicious. I'll buy one. It's like these people are loons. Loons. Just because something is vaguely European does not make it superior to being British. I'm sorry about that. Tara says, what are we going to do about the Islamist threat? Well, for a start, Tara, I think we need to recognize it. I think we need to have a much more grown-up conversation about it. There's a lovely guy in the UAE who keeps doing videos trying to warn us. Elon commented on his video today. He was on Sky News, I think yesterday. He's Muslim and he's trying to warn us about the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamists. And at the moment, we have a sort of... It strikes me as a bizarrely sort of racist position that all Muslims are good, therefore we must lump the good Muslims with the murdering terror. It's like I'm part of the rainbow lettuce soup. And I think we all know that at the end of that lettuce soup are some dangerous people that we don't want anywhere near kids in particular. I don't want to be lumped with them. Why do I have to stand in a good, Stephen, go and stand in a group with them? No, I don't want to. This is, if you're heterosexual and you look at the lettuce soup and you're like, why is the LGB just trying to stand on its own? We're trying to stand on our own because we don't want to stand with them, any of them. You know, it's like, it's drawing a line, and it's not fair to old school transsexuals, but transsexualism has been completely hijacked by God knows what. So we just go, look, LGB, same-sex attracted people, we can lump together and we can get on with each other and prove to the world that we're normal, not dangerous, and most important of all, not a threat to kids. That's the most important thing that we are. And when I go to the party tonight, I'll meet Adam Brooks, who's utterly heterosexual. Adam Brooks, but you might know him from GB News. And he and I think exactly the same thing, because we are dads and we want to protect kids. And we have this just innate desire. And he's always like, you're really educated and I'm not. And it's like, it doesn't matter. We just have this deep dad thing, this man thing, this desire to protect children. And Douglas has got it too, the person who really likes Douglas. I know Douglas would protect my child without question, without question. And all we same-sex attracted men ever wanted was to be able to go, I don't want to prance around like a girl because I'm not one. And I want to be respected as a real man. You know, and I think this has allowed us to do this. Oh, thank you, Weeping Angel. Have you seen the Raise the Colours lads are setting up a volunteer group of ex-forces Brits to go over to France to find and sabotage the migrant dinghies? Oh, God bless them. Can the government prosecute them? Yes, probably. But they'd have to, I mean, what for? Criminal damage is what they'd have to go for. Or some more even trumped up charge. The blowback the government would get for that, again, the defence would not be law. The defence is us. And I mean, I'd march in the street if they tried to do that to those ex-forces volunteers who are protecting our country. So they are heroes protecting our nation when our weak government refused to do so. So the blowback would have to be political. And this is what I mean when we go away from the idea of lawyers protecting us. Go away from the idea that some judge is going to come in and protect us. They're not. Judges, we still have the best in the world, but pretending that they're living gods was a real mistake. Do we need plus free speech unions, Stephen? Well, the one we've got is pretty good, Martin, but I think we should all join it. And we might need other organizations. We just need to organize. So you can organize locally and on Facebook. down the pub, down your church, you can organize. Try and keep it as free of party politics as possible. That's because it's as then it's an inclusive as possible. Remember, there are decent people in the Labour Party. Remember, one of the Labour MPs rebelled about the punishing tax on farmers. You know, he's a good man. And they kicked him out, obviously. They kicked out Rosie Duffield, but she's a good person. So try and keep it non-party political, but know that it's a movement of, and just set out your values. You know, we don't want that. We don't want this. We don't want state killing. We don't want digital ID. Fix around these issues, make them non-partisan and as inclusive as possible. Stop messing with your hair. I mess with my hair, whether it's long or straight. I'm a hair messer. I think it stimulates my thinking. It seemed to a gentle disposition that you would fight to the death to protect your daughter. I would fight to the death to protect my child, and I would fight to the death to protect almost any child, to be perfectly honest. One of the conversations I imagine having with God is that I'll sort of wake up and he'll just be looking at me and going, honestly, what did you think you were doing? I was like, what do you mean? He was, you know, twice your weight, made entirely of muscles and a foot taller than you. What did you think you were going to achieve, you silly middle-aged overweight man? And I just go, yeah, but did the kid get away? And as long as God goes, yes, Stephen, the child got away, I'd be like, well, that's a win then. That's okay. That's, you know, that there's a marvelous part of the sixth Star Trek film where the invisible Klingon is firing at Kirk's ship, and Sulu is Kirk's friend. And so he flies his massive ship, because he's a captain now, and he flies his massive ship in. And then his crew are like, what are we going to do? We can't do anything. It's still invisible. And he just goes, yeah, but we've given them something else to shoot at. Okay? That's sometimes in life, you can't win. You just give them something else to shoot at. And that's, you know, that's what I would do to protect any child. You know, if my body can be usefully used to lodge a knife in it, so it stops a knifeman going around killing lots of children, then my body is being usefully used. Right. I've got 2 minutes, everybody, before I have to run off to this party. Does anybody want to ask me a question? Just had this conversation with my husband. Good. I'm glad to be. I'm glad that we're on the same wavelength, Catriona. Roman style abyss. Who cannot win, then not losing is the goal. Sometimes. Representation of the People Act 1981 and Tulip Steak. I think Tulip Steak can't arguably stand again. I don't think I need to go read it. I need to stay on top. There's so many scandals that I'm finding it difficult to stay on top of everything. But would you? I'm not going to argue for anybody else to be on GB News other than me. Oh, Nicole got in right at the end. Is there a realistic prospect of the assisted suicide bill being passed? Yes, because the Lords are getting really animated, and because they're handling it so badly in the Lords that they're really irritating people. Every time one of them goes on the telly or in the press to say that the House of Lords can't block the bill when it can, it's not only are they wrong, they are stupid, because it makes another Lord go, how dare they say that? Well, I'm going to vote against them. It's great. And we must spur the House of Lords on. We must call them heroes. We must praise Lord Moylan. We must praise Baroness Fox. We must praise all of these fantastic lords doing a fantastic job. Kate Ho is another one that are trying to stop this awful, awful bill. Right, everybody, I'm afraid I have to go. It will stop growing if you don't stop. No, Lynn, that's like when people told me if I ate my crusts, it would go curly, and that never happened. I have been pulling on my hair all my life. Right. Everybody have a lovely time. I've got to get to a party, so hopefully this will load up whilst I'm away. Bye, everybody.